Srimad Bhagavatam or the Bhagavat Purana, Canto 1, Creation. Chapter 3, Krishna is the source of all incarnations. Text number 43. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Krishne Sva Dhamo Pagate Dharma Jnanadvihi Saha Kalau Nashta Drisham Esha Puranarko Dunoditaha. Krishne Swadhamo Pagate Dharma Jnanadbhi Saha Kalau Nashtapdrisham Esha Puranarko Dinodita. Please chant. Ladies, anyone else? Krishna, in Krishna's Swadhama, own abode, Upagate, having returned, Dharma, religion, Jnana, knowledge, Adibi, combined together, Saha, along with Kalau, in the Kali Yuga, Nashtar Dasham, of persons who have lost their sight, Esha, all these, Purana Arka, the Purana which is brilliant like the sun, Aduna, just now, Udita, has arisen. Kindly repeat. This Bhagavat Purana is as brilliant as the sun. And it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. Purport by His Divine Grace, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Lord Sri Krishna has His eternal dham, or abode, where He eternally enjoys Himself with His eternal associates and paraphernalia. And His eternal abode is a manifestation of His internal energy, whereas the material world is a manifestation of His external energy. When He descends on the material world, He displays Himself with all paraphernalia in His internal potency, which is called Atma Maya. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that He descends by His own potency, Atma Maya. His form, name, fame, paraphernalia, abode, etc., are not, therefore, creations of matter. He descends to reclaim the fallen souls and to reestablish codes of religion which are directly enacted by Him. Except for God, no one can establish the principles of religion. Either He or a suitable person empowered by Him can dictate the codes of religion. Real religion means to know God, our relation with Him, and our duties in relation with Him, and to know ultimately our destination after leaving this material body. The conditioned souls who are entrapped by the material energy hardly know all these principles of life. Most of them are like animals, engaged in eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating. They are mostly engaged in sense enjoyment under the pretension of religiosity, knowledge, or salvation. They are still more blind in the present age of quarrel, or Kali Yuga. In the Kali Yuga, the population is just a royal edition of the animals. They have nothing to do with spiritual knowledge or godly religious life. They are so blind that they cannot see anything beyond the jurisdiction of the subtle mind, intelligence, or ego. But they are very much proud of their advancement in knowledge, science, and material prosperity. They can risk their lives to become a dog or hog just after leaving the present body, for they have completely lost sight of the ultimate aim of life. The personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, appeared before us just a little prior to the beginning of Kali Yuga, and He returned to His eternal home practically at the commencement of Kali Yuga. While He was present, He exhibited everything by His different activities. He spoke the Bhagavad Gita specifically and eradicated all pretentious principles of religiosity. And prior to His departure from this material world, He empowered Sri Vyasadeva through Narada to compile the messages of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And thus both the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam are like torchbearers for the blind people of this age. In other words, if men in this age of Kali want to see the real light of life, they must take to these two books only, and their aim of life will be fulfilled. Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary study of the Bhagavatam, and Srimad Bhagavatam is the summum bonum of life, Lord Sri Krishna personified. We must therefore accept Srimad Bhagavatam as the direct representation of Lord Krishna. One who can see Srimad Bhagavatam can also see Lord Sri Krishna in person. They are identical. So I've selected some nice readings which will take this verse and give us more insight. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find this excerpt. Bruhi Yogeshware Krishne Brahmanye Dharma Varmani Swankhashtam Adhunopete Dharmakang Sharanam Gata. Now that Sri Krishna, the Absolute Truth, Master of all mystic powers, has departed for his own abode, please tell us by whom religious principles are presently protected. And Prabhupada's purport, this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 1, verse 23, was a question raised by all the sages who were headed by Shaunaka. This question put before the great devotee Suta Goswami is the foremost of the six questions raised. The answer to this important question is given in the next verse and in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Today's verse then appears. Now, my next nectar. In the final chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the chapter is dedicated to the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, and I've selected most essential verses. From beginning to end, Srimad Bhagavatam is full of narrations that encourage renunciation of material life, as well as nectarian accounts of Lord Hari's transcendental pastimes, which give ecstasy to the saintly devotees and demigods. This Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedanta philosophy because its subject matter is the Absolute Truth, which, while not different from spirit soul, is the ultimate reality, one without a second. The goal of this literature is exclusive devotional service unto that Supreme Truth. All other Puranic scriptures shine forth in the assembly of saintly devotees only as long as that great ocean of nectar, Srimad Bhagavatam, is not heard. Srimad Bhagavatam is declared to be the essence of all Vedanta philosophy. One who has felt satisfaction from its nectarian mellow will never be attracted to any other literature. Just as the Ganga is the greatest of all rivers, Lord Achyuta, the supreme among deities, and Lord Shambhu, the greatest of Vaishnavas, so Srimad Bhagavatam is the greatest of all Puranas. Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless Purana. It is most dear to the Vaishnavas because it describes the pure and supreme knowledge of the Paramahansas. This Bhagavatam reveals the means for becoming free from all material work, together with the processes of transcendental knowledge, renunciation, and devotion. Anyone who seriously tries to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, who properly hears and chants it with devotion, becomes completely liberated. And for my final nectar reading, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the final chapter of the Madhya Lila, where we are once again revisiting Lord Chaitanya and his preaching to Prakashananda Saraswati, Lord Chaitanya gives us some nice information about Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam gives the actual meaning of the Vedanta Sutra. The author of the Vedanta Sutra is Vyasadeva, and he himself has explained those aphorisms in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. The meaning of the Vedanta Sutra is present in Srimad Bhagavatam. The full purport of the Mahabharata is also there. The commentary of the Brahma Gayatri is also there, and fully expanded with all Vedic knowledge. Srimad Bhagavatam is the Supreme Purana, and it was compiled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his incarnation as Vyasadeva. There are 12 cantos, 335 chapters, and 18,000 verses. The essence of all Vedic literature and all histories has been collected in Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam gives direct information of the mellow derived from service to Krishna. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is above all other Vedic literatures. Then Lord Chaitanya advises Prakashananda Saraswati, always discuss Srimad Bhagavatam and constantly chant the holy name of Lord Krishna. In this way, you will be able to attain liberation very easily, and you will be elevated to the enjoyment of love of Godhead. Trinadapi sunichena tarariva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Hare nama, hare nama, hare nama eva kevalam. Kalo nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva gatir anyata. Krishne swadama upakate. We learn from the teachings of Srila Prabhupada's books that Lord Krishna was here on this earth for 125 years. And as it says here, he returned to his own abode. But Lord Chaitanya informs us that actually, as soon as one pastime is performed of Krishna's lila here on earth, it immediately is performed in another universe, the Krishna Roadshow. In this way, somewhere in the material universe or universes, Krishna's pastimes are going on like clockwork. Now it is 8 o'clock, Los Angeles. And in Hawaii, it's either 6 or whatever it is. But they will also have 8 o'clock. So Krishna kills the Putana witch, and then immediately the same pastime is performed in another universe. This is how Lord Chaitanya explains Nitya Lila, These pastimes are ever going on. Dharma Jnana Adibhi Saha. And of course, Krishna is the fountainhead, and all the good principles, all the wonderful qualities, they accompany Krishna. Now, we heard in the purport strong language from our spiritual master, Founder Acharya. Very strong language. Kalau nashta drisham. Persons who have lost their sight. Yes. Tamasi ma jyotir gama. People in the material world, and we were also one of them sometime. We were also lost in this material illusion, thinking that I am the enjoyer, I am the proprietor, and I am everybody's well-wisher, best friend. Everybody should like me. People in the material world in this age of Kali, they don't understand what is the goal of life. Prahlad also mentioned that to his father. You don't understand the actual self-interest. We are thinking, the conditioned souls, especially in Kali Yuga, are thinking, I am here to enjoy. Let me exploit this material energy for the satisfaction of my senses. In the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the mentality of the demon is given. So much I have today, and tomorrow I will gain more by my so-called intelligent schemes and plans. Here is my enemy. I have killed him. And there, my other enemy. So the people of Kali Yuga, all they are thinking about is how to enjoy, how to get more money, and use that for sense gratification. Therefore, Prabhupada's purport was so strong. Let's revisit his strong statements in this purport. The conditioned souls who are entrapped by the material energy hardly know all these principles of life. And Prabhupada was referring to Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojana, Lord Chaitanya. He instructs that these three things, Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana, this is the only thing the Vedas are teaching. That's it. You have an eternal relationship with Krishna, which you have forgotten. You have forgotten your eternal. It's already there. Prabhupada's consistent philosophy. Originally, we were with Krishna. We have a service, but we blooped. Remember that word, blooped? Those of us from the 70s. What happened to Prabhu? Oh, he blooped. But the original bloop was, we left our service. Why? To imitate Krishna. I want to know, I want to feel what it's like to be the supreme controller, the supreme enjoyer, the supreme proprietor, and everyone should glorify me because I'm so wonderful. Yes, I am God. We gave up our service. So, you have. It's already there. It's just been forgotten. Sambandha. Discovering what is your eternal relationship of service. Yes, service. Everybody has a service. I all the time mention during the month of Damodar. Here's the mother of God, Yashoda. She's not sitting back on some couch watching ZTV. She's working hard all day. Not that the mother of God is, serve me, I'm the mother of God. No. She's working hard. So we will also work hard in the spiritual world, but it won't be work. It'll be play. It'll be enjoyment. Normally, in the material world, this word work, work, because it's not enjoyment, generally. But in the spiritual world, or in Krishna consciousness, work is actually enjoyable. We enjoy the hard labor of a kirtan, or those who go out on book distribution. That is also hard work, but the rasa tasted is very nice. So, avideya. The Vedas are teaching that information by which we can regain the lost consciousness. There has to be activities. I've lost it. How do I regain it? Abhideya. Practical activities given by Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, which prepare us, purify us, rectify us. As is said, this is sadhana bhakti, devotional service in practice. The athletes spend the whole week practice, 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 then the day of the event. That's the actual thing they're working for. What we are doing in this life, practice. The real devotional service, that's yet to come when we go back home, back to Godhead. We are practicing. And then, prayojana, the fruit. There must be some fruit, some result. Yes, love of God. The most treasured item, love of God. And it's reciprocal. It's not a one-way thing. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. So, we are perfectly situated, unless you're fallen asleep. But we are perfectly situated here in this movement. We are hearing, we are chanting, we are doing manual labor to push on this Krishna consciousness movement. Very much required. And we are working towards achieving the exalted position of love of Godhead. So this Bhagavatam class is essential. Otherwise, we will remain in darkness. We will once again fall into the darkness of material consciousness. So this program that Srila Prabhupada has given us is a perfect program. All we have to do is take advantage of it. Bhrigupati says he has a question that he's been waiting. Huh? I'm done.
Thank you, Prabhu. When Lord Chaitanya was in Jagannath Puri, at one time this Brahmin came and he wanted to recite some poetry he had written. And as was the custom, it had to be heard by Swarup Damodar first. He had to approve of it before Lord Chaitanya would hear it. So this particular Brahmin read the poetry to Swarup Damodar, and there were some mistakes, and Swarup Damodar pointed those out to him. And because he was submissive, he gave him the instruction. He said, Bhagavat, you have to hear the Bhagavat from somebody who's realized it. So on that note, I found this, I was just reading this morning the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and I found this passage here which really sent my mind reeling. It's just a couple sentences. I'll read it. Prabhupada said, "The conditioned soul within the material world can neither understand nor appreciate how a pure devotee in the material world can render confidential service to the Lord out of feelings of ecstatic love and always engage in pleasing the Supreme Lord's senses. Although seen within this material world, the pure devotee always engages in confidential service of the Lord. An ordinary neophyte devotee cannot realize this. Therefore, it is said, Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigneha Nabujaya. The activities of a pure Vaishnav cannot be understood even by a learned scholar in the material world." So in other words, it's saying that there are pure devotees, or at least there was a pure devotee, who is, while in this material world, rendering confidential service to the Lord. And so my question is this, basically. Okay, at least as far as I'm thinking, Prabhupada's in that category. I don't know who else is in that category. What's the value of hearing the Bhagavatam from people who aren't in that category? How much time should we spend hearing from people who maybe aren't in that category? How much time should we spend from people?
If they repeat the same message, you're good to go. If they don't repeat the same message, adios. Archita Das would like to chime in here.
Thank you, Nirantara Prabhu, for a very well presented class. Since you accept Prabhupada as a pure devotee, then you have to follow his instruction. And his instruction was that his followers should speak from the Bhagavatam every day and come together and discuss and speak according to your level of realization. You don't have to pretend that you're a pure devotee. Just read Prabhupada's purport and add whatever you can from your own realization. That's all. He didn't say go away because you don't think this person is a pure devotee, so don't come to class. He never said that. As a matter of fact, he said, "I'm sitting here in Vrindavan and I'm listening to my disciples speak. Don't be a bigger Paramahansa than your Guru Maharaj. You should come to class and listen." He said that.
Yes.
So we can't claim that we know that so-and-so is not a pure devotee, therefore I have an excuse not to come to class. Prabhupada never gave that leeway. He said, "I'm listening to my own disciples speak. You don't be a bigger Paramahansa than me. Come to class."
Which is why I said, what Prabhupada has given us is perfect. Don't change it. All right. Subhas, then Vatsal. He raised his hand before you.
Thank you for a nice class, Narottam Prabhu. It's interesting about this particular verse that we even read some this morning from the second canto of Bhagavatam, a purport by Prabhupada this morning. And Srila Prabhupada said that in order for one to develop love of Godhead, one must hear the Bhagavatam from the lips of a pure devotee of the Lord. This is what I read this morning. So it appears that if we don't come in association of devotees like this in a temple and hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, does that mean we're not going to develop love of Godhead?
We can associate with the pure devotee by reading his books. Why are we spending dollars, energy, blood to distribute these books? How many of us have come to this movement because of getting a book? Prabhupada's program is perfect. That's why we should not tinker with it. Next generation, please, I beg you, don't change the formula. Just like for years and years, the Coca-Cola, the formula was hidden away in a vault. same thing. Prabhupada's formula is proven. It's perfecto. Don't change it. That's all. Vatsal, wait for the mic, please. Because you'll be tempted. You will be tempted, next generation. You will be tempted. Don't do it. Yes.
So this verse was about incarnation. Krishna is an incarnate. The Srimad Bhagavatam being an incarnation of Krishna. Prabhupada said actually at the end of the purport, there's non-different, same, identical. He used the word identical. So we also know that the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is non-different from Krishna. So my dilemma is that we're supposed to develop a mood of feeling separation from Krishna. And if we're chanting Hare Krishna and Krishna is there, he's dancing on our tongue, it's Krishna. So how are we to develop a mood of separation when we're actually associating with Krishna?
Because there are different levels. So we are appreciating this Maha Mantra, non-different from Krishna, and we're seeing Krishna through the pages of Srimad, but there's more. It's not material. There's more. And we want to get closer and closer and closer and more intimate and more intimate. You've been chanting how many years? Right, exactly. Not enough. Why? You appreciate this Maha Mantra. Rupa Goswami says, I wish I had thousands of years, thousands of tongues. Then I will taste, then I'll really taste. So yes, we're associating with Krishna, but we know, because Krishna is unlimited. Ananta, he's unlimited. So there's so much more. I spoke last week in Tucson. I said, we've only been chanting 40 years. That's all. There's so much more to realize about. It's not a material thing. Yeah. I got it down. I know everything. No. It's unlimited. We want more and we're anxious. I want more. More. Archita Das would like to chime in once again.
On your plea to the next generation not to change anything, I just read an excerpt from a letter Prabhupada wrote to Sudama. He said, stop this roadshow. What is this yoga farm? Stop all this changing. You're always coming up with ideas to change, change, change. He said, stop it. Just kirtan. Just perform kirtan. That's what I've given you. Just perform kirtan. Stop all this changing. Prabhupada was saying that 40 years ago. Because devotees, you know, we're in the material world, we think we're so intelligent. But if I just make this adjustment and that and come up with this new idea and that, Prabhupada said, stop it. He said, stop the roadshow. He said, no yoga farm. So people are sitting around every day trying to dream up all these new ideas, how to spread. Prabhupada said, stop it. Just perform kirtan. He said it in that letter to Sudama. Just perform kirtan. That's what I've given you. No more changes. Don't change anything.
Anything else? Nothing else? Bhagavatam class is over.